Jeanne Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Mike Coughlin, President and CEO of McKinney Flavelle, and today is February 26, 2019, and welcome to our Hot Commodity Podcast Series. And you know what? I'm joined here live from the Sweetener Colloquium, yeah. Craig Ruffalo, Vice President.
Hey, Mike. Hi. It's Tuesday at the colloquium. What do you think, man? What are you thinking?
Oh, my God. It is just an awesome colloquium.
Everybody out there, you're hearing the vibes of everybody out there right now. People are just getting settled in for their evenings. It's been a wonderful colloquium.
Hey, Craig, this colloquium has been so popular. You know what? Steph Curry and Andre Iguodala are here.
They are here. I swear to you. I've seen pictures.
Yes.
There is physical evidence that they've been around this.
Yeah.
They've shaken the hands of a few Sweetener people, I understand.
I think they're following us.
I think they are. The Bay Area coming to the Turnberry Resort.
I think Steph and Iguodala came
to see
us. They did.
You know, I was presenting today, so I think they might have been in the audience.
Let's do that. Let's go. You know, we're in Florida. You can hear the birds. You can see the sights.
And we got a torrential downpour this afternoon, too.
Oh,
I mean, you are in the tropics.
Yeah. Well, you did your presentation today.
I did.
It was a packed house.
It was.
Why don't you tell the listeners who didn't get to go to the Sweetener Colloquium what you talked about and what the takeaways were.
Well, I think the three main themes that we had today was demand-centric, how the USDA supply-demand base was going to be changed by March to see if they're going to reset the old S&Ds to 13.5% stocks-to-use ratio, and would they adjust demand down and then have to really impact imports, or were they just going to reset things to show that Mexico, you're going to get your said 80% of the 1.12 million tons that was established, and that would give you your bare minimum of 896,000 tons. So there was a discussion on that. I think the universal agreement was the March WASDE would show 896,000 tons for Mexican imports. So we're going to reset to 13.5% stocks to use ratio come the March WASDE.
Okay.
The second theme was consumer preferences for sugar and their interest on increasing or decreasing demand for sugar going forward. And the third one, I would say, was the corn wet milling industry. What's going on with capacities for glucose, corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, and dextrose? Would we see further consolidation?
Right.
The answer is no.
Okay. All right. Well, a couple other takes. You did a phenomenal job,
as always,
Craig.
Thanks.
Absolutely. So those that missed it, you know what? You're lost.
I know. Well, they can always contact me
or
you, and
it's
we can give them a highlight.
Absolutely. But a couple other takeaways. You know, obviously, you know, we talked a couple weeks ago about CSC's filing.
Oh, yes.
Specifically about the suspension agreement.
Correct.
And how that might relate to sugar. And just an update on that. Really, we're in a 60-day period before they have to make a determination whether they do anything at all.
That's right.
And, you know, just if you look the last couple weeks, one of the big things as far as the suspension agreement was that the withdrawal, the U.S. is withdrawing from the suspension agreement for tomato. Page.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
Real.
Yeah,
there you
absolutely.
Go.
So, you know, that's a huge thing for Mexico.
What we're talking about now, ladies and gentlemen, is we're talking about changing of the USMCA. So you're talking about a renegotiation of the entire NAFTA. So now we're talking about systematically pinging and ponging about what things we're going to be talking about with Mexico beyond just sugar.
Well, and you look at what we've talked about in past podcasts of specifically the change in the guard of the new president in Mexico.
Oh, boy, yes.
You know, he is pretty much just opposite of Trump.
180 degree, right?
But as volatile,
No question. Neither one of them has any idea what they're going to say from minute to minute.
So, you know, can we just get some peace and work together? We need each other. But my point is that within the next 60 days, we're going to know. And also, if this is any indication of us pulling from the tomato paste, just such a big thing for Mexico.
Yep.
What do they do? March WASDE is coming up, as you just mentioned, and what adjustments do we make? So I think that's a big takeaway as well. And who knows what's going to happen?
Nobody,
I don't know.
Nobody knows. I would say that the couple things that we talked about pre-colloquium, what might be the messaging, the number one thing that we thought might be a discussion piece here would be 2020 on price discovery.
Right.
Where are we going to get any
Very
contracting? The answer right now to this point in time is price discovery is happening, but not any contracting.
Right.
Sugar
yeah.
and or corn derivatives, whether you're talking starch, dextrose, glucose, or high fructose. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen that are out there listening to us today, we had a really good discovery of what the expectations are.
Right.
We heard that beet sugar plantings might get delayed with the thawing out of the snow.
Yep.
We could see a flooding of the Red River.
Yep.
Could delay some plantings. They've cleared inventories. The expectations for 2020, watch out. Right now, we're still right back where we were a year ago, about 35 cents a pound FOB bulk basis for sugar, if you're talking about beet, and probably somewhere between 37.5 and 38 FOB for cane refiners.
Right, yeah. So not much happening.
Not
we
much
shall
change.
See.
We shall see.
We shall see as we get into spring what the USDA does, how plantings go,
yeah, progression,
et cetera. So more to come.
More to come.
And you know what, Craig? On April 24th,
you know where we're going to be? Where are you going to be? I know where I'm
going to be. In Oak Brook, Illinois, at our spring seminar.
That's where I'm going to be.
And I'll tell you, you know, you mentioned our spring seminar at Oak Brook on April 24th.
I have mentioned
you can register online, but you know what? I've talked to several people, as you have, several meetings. Spaces and spots are filling up.
We're almost at capacity.
Yeah.
I'm amazed at how many people said, I'm going to be there. Because you know why? I need to be there.
Yeah, well, and we're talking about consumer trends and specifically how it relates to different ingredients.
I think the most fascinating thing will be the end of the day. We're going to talk about the 10 most bizarre ingredient requests that we've seen over the last 12 months. It's going to be like a David Letterman top 10. Ladies and gentlemen, you know you've heard something weird come out of your R&D as a request for an ingredient.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
So we'll see everybody there.
We'll see everybody.
Great job on your presentation today. And it was great to spend a couple days here in Florida.
We enjoyed the Turnberry Resort.
Time to come back home. And I literally just saw Steph Curry's wife walk past us.
See, they are stalking you and I right now.
Unbelievable. I'll bet you they're going to ask for a picture.
I think so. Selfie's in order right now.
Excellent. Well, until next week, guys.
Hey, live with an attitude.
Thank you.
Of gratitude. Everybody have a good one.
Till next week. Bye now.
That concludes this podcast episode. For more information, visit us on the web at bikini-favel.com. Also follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter for the latest industry news, updates, and intelligence.